crimes are up across the nation since the November presidential election, and the Delaware Valley has seen its share of incidents recently. In Wilmington, a car vandalized on Wednesday with racist and anti-Semitic graffiti has been covered as police investigate the incident as a hate crime. And in Middletown Township, Pennsylvania, a week ago, some parents discovered racist graffiti scrawled across the Herbert Hoover Elementary School and nearby apartments. The graffiti included the use of the N-word, and the parents tried to scrub away some of it. These are just two examples of a larger trend. The nonprofit Peace Center has been following the numbers, and Director Barbara Simmons joins us now for some analysis. Barbara, welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, and thanks for covering this disturbing trend.
Let's talk about the numbers. Locally, they are way up?
Yes. They started to increase in the fall, but the day after the election was when we really started getting the phone calls. And so normally we might get, you know, one or two phone calls a week about bullying incidences. We were getting a call on a daily basis, and sometimes more than a daily basis, with a story about an incident that had happened to a student or to a parent or to a teacher or a professor. We were taking these calls, but not necessarily tracking them. When an incident happened in January at our local youth field, you know, where kids play soccer and ball, that's when we started to track it.
What is your take as to why we're seeing more of this sort of thing?
We're seeing this sort of thing because we now have an environment where you are lacking the kind of leadership that would say white supremacy is not tolerated in our nation. We have a nation in which a campaign was run on anti-immigration. I think it really exploded when we started to see things happening in Charlottesville, Virginia. But prior to that, the rhetoric was not as blatant, or the words being used by our president was not as blatant as it became after Charlottesville, Virginia. We're seeing where white supremacists, white nationalists have felt emboldened.
The right to free speech is inherent to being an American, but what are the parameters in your mind when it comes to hateful speech?
Of course, the right to free speech is what makes this country great. However, when you start targeting a cultural group of people because of their ethnicity or their religion or their race, that is when you've gone overboard. You've crossed that line now into a dangerous zone. There's something called a pyramid of hate that the Anti-Defamation League has created. And at the bottom of that pyramid are microaggressions, racist jokes, little incidences, being teased for your ethnicity. If they're not interrupted, the next level then is much more aggressive racism. And then the next level from that is when it becomes violent. We are at that level right now. It has become violent.
What would the Peace Center recommend that the individual person, any of us who might be listening to this interview, can do to recognize prejudices that might lie within ourselves and take action to correct that?
We all have biases, but we have implicit bias, so we might not even be aware of it. These little microaggressions, how are we recognizing how people of color are being treated differently from the way we are? Are we able to see the kinds of biases we may have? If we see a stereotype being played out, we need to be able to recognize, have we been part of that stereotype or promoting that kind of stereotype? So I think that we have to be more aware of our own biases, our own prejudices. They're there. But we have to move past them and get to know people who are different from ourselves. Have them over for dinner, strike up a conversation, take a walk with them, become an ally for people who right now are being targeted because of the color of their skin.
Barbara Simmons, thank you so much for joining us for NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Barbara Simmons is director of the Peace Center in Middletown Township.